And along with the global general strikes, we need land. Land acquisition for Earth ships. And this would likely be abandoned city-owned lots that simply require the pressure of numbers to be turned over to community responsibility and care. Modeling for us, for all of us, the future in micro. And then here in the U.S., there is a fifth calling the question of our right to happiness. This is a tool, a wedge that we must embrace in order to take that bigger responsibility onto ourselves. And I understand the legacy of resistance that exists all over the world. All of our brothers and sisters have this. I could not help but think of the 30,000 slaughtered, massacred in the Paris Commune. And those ancestors walking, 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 occupying, occupying with the young people of France today. And they are with us, the ancestors. It's been a long wait. We're all ready for this. It is time for us to live our full gifts. It is way past time. The ancestors are telling us, and it's time for us to hear them. So today we're going to be thinking about, although I didn't get to develop this very well, we're thinking about translating our stories into the terms of coercion, because all of us within this, stuck in this system of class, our stories are about getting forced from day one. And our response to that, whether we recall or not, was anger, anger. So we have to begin understanding why we let that anger go, how it was we began to turn away from our own side and stand with our parents. It's an inevitable process when you have a system of atomization in which our young people don't have access to any other option. And so we had to understand, quote unquote, our parents' abandonment of us. And that once you see that that's what has happened, or see that dynamic, you see it in all the intellectualizations of abuse of this system in academia. That's all it is. That's why it exists. It's a process, the system, quote unquote, of the system of education to make sure that all alternative ways of understanding what has happened to us besides the one power offers is weeded out, is eliminated, so that our young people don't get a chance to think about an authentic understanding of their early rage or even to recall it. So that's what we have to do for each other. And in coming together, we invoke the true power of the earth to challenge this disaster that we've been intentionally sunk in. And I have to tell you that before this personal story that I'm in of being tracked and targeted and assaulted, before this started, I didn't know there were so many lost souls, though I should have done, because I am one. The very reason I couldn't know. But we have to know to change it. And I should say, for I was one, because I believe I was lost, but now I am found. That's so important for us to understand. When we start on this process, once we work together, we are found. We get ourselves back. In our collective grieving, it doesn't matter if anyone else is authentic, as long as we are. We model it and let the earth in us do the rest. And we must remember our individual and collective purposes are conjoined, Alice conjoined with Proudhon. That while delegitimization and decommissioning the global system have been discussed before as abstract concepts, rarely, if at all, before have they received practical expression, particularly in the context of our asserting our right in association to happiness. We needed our two visionaries of the transition to understand how to make delegitimization happen. Make it a process of material transformation, i.e., through the medium of us personally transforming in association.